In our series Take Two about people reinventing themselves through their work, NPR's Ketzel Levine profiles a retired military vet who's traded her Air Force cap for a high white hat.
It's the dinner rush at the Desert Harbor Retirement Home outside Phoenix.
They're having the flipper lobster, broccolini with a tangerine hollandaise.
Phyllis Kendall, in white apron and chef's toque, runs down the menu.
Potato latke, potato croquette.
Calm and elegant in the center of considerable chaos, Phyllis Kendall moves with surprising alacrity for someone who spent the last few decades sitting in front of a screen. Until her recent retirement, Phyllis Kendall was a computer systems communications officer for Uncle Sam. Except that is for a brief period while stationed in Turkey, when she ran the kitchen of a coffee house on base. It was a fortuitous assignment. Phyllis Kendall met Phyllis Kendall.
I guess when I'm in the kitchen and I'm creating, taking a bunch of ingredients that, you know, separately just don't excite anybody, and then I can add my own personality, is a part of me that people like.
The assured woman we meet today is a profoundly different person than she says she was 20 years ago, when a painfully shy daughter of the military followed her father's footsteps into the service. It was largely a financial decision. She wanted an advanced degree in computer technology, and the Air Force was a way to pay for it.
It was the best deal I had, so I said, no problem, I'll go in, I'll give them my 4 years, I'll go ahead and get my master's. Maybe even give them 2 more years, so I have like 6 years experience, then go out and find a great job. And then I got in, and then after 6 years passed, it was like, you know what, I'm just too lazy to go look for another job. So I ended up staying in for my 20.
Military life agreed with Phyllis Kendall. She loved the responsibility. Working on often sensitive security systems gave her the confidence she lacked. And then there was the travel.
Got to go to Egypt, Israel, Spain, Italy, France, Portugal, you name it, if I had a chance, I was there.
Clearly not all that lazy when her passions were ignited, but Phyllis Kendall's career choice had been a strategic one. It was never about doing what she loved. After finding herself in that coffeehouse kitchen, she combined her good sense with her good cooking and decided to take her military pension, go back to school at home in Arizona, and reinvent herself as a chef. It's just 6 weeks since Phyllis Kendall graduated from the Art Institute of Phoenix, where she picked up school-wide honors as Culinarian of the Year. She's gained needed experience here in the kitchen at Desert Harbor, but she's already given notice and now wants to find work in banquet catering as she fills in the blanks of a new career. The complete picture, as she imagines it, includes a classy business card that will someday read Phyllis Kendall, personal chef.
I'm excited and I'm very nervous. I mean, you know, for the last 20 years I've been doing something that I'm comfortable with. You know, I've had a certain level of success, and now I'm jumping off into something totally different. I'm going to have to start at the very bottom. You know, I'm wondering if I'm up to the challenge sometimes. So I battle within myself.
Though not in the kitchen, where response to her cooking is so far encouraging. Phyllis Kendall recently created an award-winning puree of roasted vegetable chicken soup, which just happens to be posted for your perusal on our website, npr.org. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.